Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Alongside Carlos Ortiz.
Thank God.
Everything all right? Are we good?
Yeah, so I'm just a little embarrassed and I'm wet.
What?
So, I told you, obviously, that I stepped away to go get a cup of water.
He said, I'm going to get some water, and then I was expecting... And then there wasn't, and then I wondered, and then you said...
Usually I come back and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm here. I tripped over my sandal, the very sandal that I'm wearing. I pivoted, and I guess the sandal didn't move, but the rest of my body did. So I, tripped over air, and I dropped my water, and I actually fell to the floor like an old man.
How much of the water is gone?
No, the water's inconsequential. I mean, the water's gone. I mean, there's a water fountain. I'll be fine with that. I just got to kind of air dry this shirt a little bit. But I ate carpet.
Wow. Are you okay physically?
No, I'm totally fine. I was just, thank God I avoided my left knee, which has been giving me problems for the last couple weeks since I came back to the gym. I'm almost sure I have a sprain there. I got to look that, and they're like, yeah, you know, just rest. It doesn't look like a tear, but just calm down. I made a concerted effort to avoid landing on my knee. So that was good, but I definitely ate carpet.
All right. Well, that's...
Which explains why we came back 14 seconds late.
Look, radio is a dangerous profession. It features a lot of the same hazards and obstacles as some of your toughest and manliest jobs. Carlos, you have provided a great sacrifice to be here tonight and continue to be in harm's way, and we appreciate and support everything that you're doing for us, and we wish you well.
I appreciate that, because it is called the Bart Winkler Show, but I do realize those couple of seconds I was on the ground, if I died right here, there is no show. Someone needs to make sure your mic is on.
Yeah, with us being in different locales, if I died right here, you would just talk about how great my life was and how I'll be missed.
Yeah, I'll do the obituary for about 10 minutes, and then I'll get to the Bartometer. I can't make a list. Yeah, I'll just tell the Bartometer, just fax over the information you have for me.
Speaking of, let us fire up on this Thursday the Bartometer.
There are debates, there are hot takes, there are strong opinions, but in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
Goodness gracious. Have I heard this before?
Yes, you liked it.
I did?
Yes. Remember,
it came in hot.
It tends to happen, but I made the joke last
time. Oh, yeah, I remember this. I remember this. Okay. I remember this. By the way, the Bartometer, if you could Bartometer. It has a message for Carlos. Can you spit that out, Bartometer? Let's see. There it is. The Bartometer says, thoughts and prayers. Now is not the time to politicize this tragedy. For Carlos falling down. Wow. Interesting. All right. Tonight's Bartometer is going to look at teams across the major sports and any sport. Any American sport. And it's going to say which team could most benefit from a new owner. This is a problem with how sports are structured here. They are owned by a person. They are part of a portfolio. And sometimes not a person, but sometimes a group. And now private equity firms are getting involved. That's no good. I don't think. But the thing that we live and breathe for, the thing that we name our kids after, the thing that we get tattooed on our leg, the thing that we shell out all this money to just to be a part of it, it is just some part of someone's portfolio. And some owners do not do a very good job. Some owners do, though. Look at the Washington Commanders. That franchise was run into the ground by Dan Snyder. Josh Harris comes in. They've got a new identity. They're getting a new stadium. They are whole again. So which franchises could benefit from a new owner? Because again, with it, if your team's bad, oh, trade the players. If your team's bad, fire the coach. If your team's bad, fire the general manager. If your team's bad, you just kind of got to suck it up with the owner that you have. So without further ado, let's get to the list at number 8. The Bartometer says the Green Bay Packers, LOL, wink, wink. Oh, you nasty little son of a gun. Bartometer, oh, are you flirting with me over there, Pookie? At number 8 is the Columbus Blue Jackets, owned by John P. McConnell. There's going to be a lot of teams that are not on this list. And you're going to look and you're going to say, can't you take the Columbus Blue Jackets off and put this team on the list? And the Bartometer will say no, because you didn't even think of them being a possibility. You didn't even think of them as a team. They are the least consequential team in any major sport right now. They are the most irrelevant team in any major sport. Yeah, there's some teams, you know, that haven't been good. The Washington Wizards. The, Utah Jazz. You think in football, like, what's going on here with the Jacksonville Jaguars? I mean, there's franchises you can look at and say, hey, what are we getting out of this? The Columbus Blue Jackets, do they don't even exist. They've been around since 2000. They've won one playoff series the entire time. Two, if you count the qualifying round when 24 teams made it, the COVID year. They've not been to the playoffs since the COVID year. They've never won a division. You've got all these other franchises like the Vegas Golden Knights, Emerge, Expansion. Look at them. They're relevant. You might walk around any city and see Vegas Golden Knights merch. The Seattle Kraken. We know who they are. Even Utah moving from Arizona. They're more in the hockey zeitgeist. The Columbus Blue Jackets do not exist. And so the Bartometer very strongly wishing for their inclusion. And they come in at number 8. At number 7. We go to the diamond, and that will be the Pittsburgh Pirates. Bob Nutting, the owner there, principal owner since 2007. The team has had a 456 win percentage since he has taken over. They trade away talent, and they don't do it to build for the future. They do it to cut cost. They prioritize profits over competitiveness. They had some runs where they made the wild card game when it was just the game, but they have not won a playoff series since 1979. They play in an exquisite ballpark. They play in a great baseball town. One of our great American cities, I do think, is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They deserve better than this. Paul Skeens is not a guy that would have trade conversation around him if he was on a different team. We would be building around Paul Skeens. But with Pittsburgh's track record, who the hell knows? The Pittsburgh Pirates at number 7. At number 6, the fact that they're on this list, not shocking. The fact that there's two NFL teams ahead of them, Jimmy Haslam's Cleveland Browns coming at number 6. Since he bought the team in 2012, they are 60-127-1. That's a 32% winning percentage, one of the worst in the NFL. His decision to trade for and extend Deshaun Watson led to the NFLPA and NFL agreeing, which they rarely do, to keep collusion quiet. As after that contract, other owners are like, okay, we got to keep this cost down of these quarterbacks. He meddles 6 head coaching changes since 2012. There's no consistent direction. He is a joke. Jimmy Haslam and the Cleveland Browns at number 5. An owner who meddles, who traded for a quarterback that was no good. Sounds a lot like the New York Jets. Woody Johnson's franchise, number 5 on this list. 170-222 in his tenure since 2000. No playoff appearances since 2010. Browns have at least been there, won a game. This is the longest active drought in the NFL. 7 coaching changes since 2000. Push for Aaron Rodgers. And then everything that happened this last year when we were introduced to Brick Johnson and how they use Madden ratings, as Sun does, to reportedly figure out who they're going to sign. The Browns franchise, they could use an ownership change. The Jets franchise, even more so. At number 4. Now, they have won a World Series in this time. But the Chicago White Sox are coming in at... Oh, this is interesting. This is a tie for 3rd. The Chicago White Sox, owned by Jerry Reinsdorf. The Barometer's giving a tie. Low payroll spending. We saw that they had the worst modern record last year, which is looking like it's going to be beat this year somehow. They had a nice young nucleus in Chicago, and then he hired Tony La Russa to sleep in drive-thrus for some reason. Front office dysfunction. Can't capitalize on potential. Jerry Reinsdorf is 3B. At 3A is Jerry Reinsdorf, owner of the Chicago Bulls. About a 500 winning percentage since 1998. Have not contended since the Jordan era. Consistently now 39-43. This is a great... I said Pittsburgh's one of the great American cities. Chicago is one of the great American cities, but a great American sports city. You walk around Chicago, you feel sports, you see sports. Not a block without people representing their teams. The L train packed for Cubs games. And what does the city get? They get a White Sox stadium that's all the way over there. The Bulls stadium's all the way over there. The Bears stadium's by the lake, but it's a joke. Now, speaking of the Bears, number two. It's the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears are number two. George McCaskey, who is the son of Virginia McCaskey, the daughter of George Halas. This has been in their family since 1920. Virginia McCaskey assuming control in 1983. They have won their Super Bowl, but they're 3-6 in the playoffs. Their last playoff win coming in 2010. It's been bleak. It's been rough. We know about their quarterback struggles. They're trying to figure out where they're going to play now, which has been a disaster. It's a bit of a hands-off approach, but it's led to a string of poor hires in key roles. The McCaskey family, if you're a Bears fan and you think we got to move on from the McCaskey family, well, here's your problem. George H. McCaskey is the chairman on the board of directors and the man in charge. On the board sits Ed McCaskey Jr. Also on the board sits Patrick McCaskey, who is a vice president of the team. Next to him sits Brian McCaskey, vice president of the team. Michelle Burke McCaskey is the vice president of fan experience. You've got James McCaskey, manager of financial reporting. Connor McCaskey. Now the names are getting younger. Now if you're a McCaskey, you're getting a job. He is the director of revenue strategy. What kind of job is that? How about the strategy is to make revenue? And then Keegan McCaskey is the membership services specialist. There are 8 McCaskeys currently employed by the Chicago Bears. As we look at the teams that could most use a new owner on the Bartometer tonight, number 8 was the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's right. And you're thinking, why them? Nobody even knows about them. Exactly. 7, the Pittsburgh Pirates. 6, the Cleveland Browns. 5, the New York Jets. 3B, the Chicago White Sox. 3A, the Chicago Bulls. 2, the Chicago Bears. Poor Chicago. Too good of a sports town to have these franchises being run this way. Number 1, do I even have to say it? It's the A's. John Fisher, currently in a minor league ballpark in Sacramento, has not captured the hearts and minds of that town. Players hate playing home games. They're allegedly moving to Vegas. We'll see if that ever happens. Beating down Oakland to get people like you and I to look at Oakland and be like, oh, their fans must suck. John Fisher's propaganda machine working to get us to that conclusion. So the Athletics, Oakland, Sacramento, Las Vegas, or otherwise, come in at number 1. Reaction to this Bartometer, including from Carlos and you at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. When we return, Bartometer, you are free to go. Did you enjoy your week off, Bartometer? It shut down. I shut it down. I asked a question. Am I stupid? I had to really make sure the Bartometer was running tip top. I didn't want to have a Grok incident on our hands tonight. We'll return 888-710-4476. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The Bartometer tonight suggesting the eight teams that could use new ownership the most. At number eight, the Columbus Blue Jackets. At number seven, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Number six is the Cleveland Browns. Five, the New York Jets. Chicago took a beating. Both Reinsdorf teams essentially tied at three with the White Sox and the Bulls. The Bears came in at two. The Bears, let me say this from a Packer fan, okay? That franchise is too historic and too iconic. It's too big to be that small. The Bears, they won a championship in 1985. The Cowboys had the 60s. The Steelers had the 70s. The Niners had the 80s. The Cowboys had the 90s. The Patriots had the zeros and tens. The Chiefs have now. The Bears should have a decade. The Bears should have a decade. That's why they get the edge over the other teams. And then number one is the A's. I mean, duh. Carlos, thoughts on the list? Anything that you would change as we continue to try to sharpen AI so that it eventually one day destroys us, finds use for us, and then kills us?
Inevitably. But finds use I don't even know if we're going to get to the finds use for a stage. I will say the Bartometer and I were on par for a lot of these. Bob Nutting, Woody Johnson, John Fisher, and Jimmy Haslam and Jerry Reinsdorf were five of the names that I had in common with the Bartometer. So good on artificial intelligence for picking up. I did not have the Blue Jackets ownership, and I did not have the McCaskey family. I do.
Wow, because the Bears were too.
Yeah, I know, and I understand the Bears' plight. I really do. But I'm actually going to go in a couple of other directions. There was a lot of baseball names here for me. I'm Tom Ricketts, honorable mention, just because I hate him and how cheap he is. James Dolan, same reason of Jerry Reinsdorf. Like, he just can't seem to get out of his way. Just when there was any goodwill, if you were a Knicks fan, they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. They're six games away from a championship. Everything looks like it's, you know, coming up roses because Dolan has not seemingly meddled with a team for about, I don't know, the 2-3 years or so. Basically, since hiring Leon Rose. And then they go ahead and fire Tom Thibodeau on their best season in the last 25 years. After a dog and pony show where they look like absolute fools, they land on Mike Brown, which is, at best, I'd say a lateral move. So this had Dolan's fingerprints all over it. So James Dolan should get honorable mention for that, as well as the Rangers. Now, the Rangers have gone to a couple of Eastern Conference Finals, but when they had an opportunity to clean house, all they did was fire their head coach in Peter Laviolette. They kept Chris Drury, who has been a disaster as a general manager. And not only did they keep him, they doubled up and signed him to an extension. So James Dolan, who has a pennant store keeping a lot of yes men around him, Isaiah Thomas he put way too long, and Chris Drury now seems to be the Rangers equivalent. James Dolan should have been on the list. Dean Spanos for moving the Chargers to L.A. Yep. Certainly should be up there. Artie Moreno for the Angels. He's been a disaster. He has two generational players and Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, and they have a zero net rating of championships, like completely awful. Dick Monfort for the Rockies should be on that list, and Mike Brown for the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, Mike Brown specifically, from 1989 to 2022, they didn't win a single playoff game. They had 21 seasons below 500. They had Marvin Lewis for like 100 years. And the Bengals are notoriously cheap. You can see what they're doing in the offseason right now. Yes, they paid Joe Burrow. Yes, they paid T. Higgins. They get Jamar Chase is going to get a nice a paycheck. But you look at what's going on the defensive side of the ball. Like, they are notoriously penny pinchers. They do not like to give extensions before they have to. Mike Brown should also be on this list.
I did get the Bartometer turned back on and said, if you could put two more on the list, who would you give me? The Bartometer suggested Mike Brown for the Cincinnati Bengals and Terry Pegula for the Buffalo Sabres. I would think that Dean Spanos could be up there. I think Mark Lerner of the Nationals could be given some consideration. I think if they're David Tepper with the Panthers could also be on this list.
Oh, good pull. I completely forgot about him.
But I think there is some I'm going to say that if there's one surprise team in the NFL next year, it's the Panthers. Like a surprise team. Not like who's a surprise team next year? Oh, the Bears. Well, the Bears, they got a new head coach. They got Caleb Williams. Not a surprise. A true surprise would be the Panthers making the playoffs. They would be my pick as surprise team. 888-710-4ISN. Troy is in Buffalo. I bet I know who Troy wants on this list.
Hey, Bart. I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, Terry Pegula for the Buffalo Sabres. I don't know if people really truly know how bad it's been. He took over in 2011, and he said that the sole purpose of the Buffalo Sabres were to win Stanley Cups. That's what he said. Since then,
the Sabres are winning. The Sabres. Oh, what? I'm sorry, I got this wrong. Players that played for the Sabres are winning Stanley Cups after they're with the Sabres.
That's right, Bart.
Is that what he meant?
That's right. I think it's at about 20 or 25 now at this point. He may have meant that, but that season, when he took over, they did make the playoffs, but I'm not going to give him any credit. They haven't made the playoffs, no playoff wins. I think their win percentage is about 40%, probably lower than that. They've had about, I think since 2015, they've had about at least 10 to 15 top 10 picks. It's been truly just horrible. Like, people are just so detached from the Buffalo Sabres. And Terry Pegula thinks he knows what he's talking about when it comes to hockey. He doesn't. He doesn't do that with the Bills, and look at the Bills. So that's all I wanted to say about that, Bart. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Troy, thanks for the call. We'll get much more calls on this here coming up. See, we did do a rare thing. We thought maybe there should be some phone calls tonight. And so I did schedule out some time for calls. So I might even push that. I might even push that in the next hour if things go swimmingly. Marco Belletti, I can throw his way. Marco, we were looking at the Bartometer, the worst owners in sports. Owners that could, not so much the worst owner in sport, but like kind of that. Just the teams that could use a Josh Harris infusion, getting Dan Snyder out, Josh Harris in. The Knicks did not make the top eight. But I think some Knicks fans would probably put them in.
Dance in the streets if Jim Dolan would be gone, yes. He's been an utter disaster since he took over for the Knicks. Where he was handed the Knicks, yes. I want to say in 99 or 2000, somewhere in that area. He took over a team that was perennial contender that was right there, finals appearance, and drove him right into the ground with bad move after bad move after bad move. And then they finally make it back to the Eastern Conference Finals the first time in 25 years and fires coach.
You know what I think we should do is the owner for a team should be, it should be like a democracy. Like the fans of that team should vote, and there should be other fans that campaign to be the sole decision maker of the team, because then we'd always be looking forward. The big problem with a lot of these owners is that these teams don't care if they win. Some are more bottom line. Some aren't even like, we want to make a profit. It's just like, I want this thing I can collect debt against. Because apparently that's actually the way you make money around here, not like working 40 hours a week. About around here being this country. Do you like that idea?
That's not a bad idea. The funny part with Dolan, too, because he doesn't really fit into the category of doesn't want to win or is just looking to make. Like, the weird part is, I think he really, truly wants to win more than we realize because he wants to be looked at as the hero. He's just incompetent. It's actually worse. He's willing to spend money, and he wants to win, and he's never in the public eye. He never speaks. No one from the Knicks speak because they're all paranoid, led from Jim Dolan. So if you go into the MSG and you have a sign that says fire Dolan, you're getting thrown out. They're going to find you with their cameras. They're going to throw you the hell out. You're not even going to be on TV. Never mind. They're so paranoid about everything. He wants to win to prove that he can do this. He's just flat out incompetent and does things that are just dumb and has cost them, I mean, I don't even know how many times, how many years has it cost them? It's weird. It's not the same thing as like Fisher with the A's where he strips it down. No. Jim Dolan is spending money, but he's going to get you Andrea Bargnani. Like, oh, great. That did a lot for us. Appreciate it. Thank you.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The Bartometer tonight. Teams that could most use a new infusion at the ownership, right at the very top. Your thoughts and reactions when we return. Right now, an update from that man, Marco Belletti.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never seen this come up on my board before. This is weird. This is weird. It says, press this button if you want to hear how the Bucks-Nuggets Summer League game ended.
5 seconds to go. Ryan has been red hot for the Bucks. Jackson to inbound. He finds Bouye. Liddell all over him to step over. He gets it up for the win! Bouye with the booyah! The Bucks win on the buzzer beater!
Wow. Wow. Cool. All right. Is everybody happy that you heard that? Did he say da Bucks win on da buzzer beater? That was weird. NBA TV, some summer league action tonight. This button says, "Oh, this is like my Diet Coke button. This is the Robert in Annapolis button." Whereas we're talking owners that need to go. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Voices. Thanks for taking my call. A harder task for the Bartometer would be to come up with 8 good owners.
You have so many bad... Burn, burn, burn!
You have so many bad professional sports teams owners. I'll just mention a couple, leave the others for the other callers. But the big story down in my area is, of course, the Nationals. with the Lerner family, they just run it as a profit and loss business. They don't really care about winning since the elderly Lerner passed away.
Well, they made the moves. We fired everybody. We're making moves, right? No.
Well, that was actually surprising because they still got to pay some people for not doing their jobs. Hey, that's not the worst thing in the world. But I'm going to one other one. You got to mention the Cowboys. Jerry Jones has sabotaged that team for years. I mean, I know they've won games and whatnot, but his meddling, and he screws up every contract situation and then winds up overpaying every one of those guys. So anyhow, those are two that definitely got to be on there. By the way, your opening three topics just validated my claim that July is the absolute lamest month for sports talk. So you really got to earn your money this month. I mean, God help us, a summer NBA league. My God, that's torturous. But anyhow, I think that's about all I got for you tonight. Unless you want to do like Barry, what do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about, brother? Nothing with you.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. And I'll wait for the boom shakalaka guy. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Robert, thanks for the call. Well, I don't know about you. I love July. A lot of ripe topics. That's
awesome.
Why next week will be Listener Appreciation Week, where we will be discussing the following topics. What was the best sports achievement of your life?
Barry Bird.
What is the best and worst stadium you've ever been to?
Intermission. I cannot even start.
What's one thing you'd change in sports history?
Mississippi, MISSISSIPPPI.
I need two more for next week. I think I want to do a sports movie one.
Lord have mercy.
What is the first sports movie you would show your child, I think? Because we just watched Sandlot. He likes when they puke. They puke after the ride they go on. That'll be Listener Appreciation Week, where we are taking... It's weird because it's like I'm promoting that we're taking your calls, and yet we kind of like always are taking your calls.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones, that's an interesting one. They haven't won in a long time. But the brand is as sharp as ever. It truly is. The brand is as sharp as ever, even without winning. He's found a way to stay relevant in this league despite not winning. Even Chris Collinsworth last year said if we could have the Cowboys every Sunday night, we would on NBC. We would treat the Cowboys like we treat Notre Dame. If we could get a package where we get all their home games, we would absolutely do that. And all their games in general. They are still a big draw. He does screw up contracts by negotiating against himself because he does the song and dance every time. And they're doing it with Micah Parsons now, who will eventually sign an extension with the Cowboys. But by the time he does, will TJ Watt have an extension? Will Trey Hendrickson have an extension? Will these other guys have? And then because that's going to drive the price up. So he does that all the time. Some other teams that we haven't mentioned yet. I think the Marlins. So Bruce Sherman bought the team in 2017. And it's been a lot of cost cutting there. A lot of cost-cutting, just like the Jeffrey Loria days, although they did win some World Series when they decided to push their chips all in. But the Marlins have been really just, you want to talk about an afterthought in sports. The Wizards, Ted Leonsis' group since 2010, 4.422 winning percentage. No playoff wins since... or series wins since 2017. He owns the Capitals, too, and you're kind of more focused over there than you are over here, and that's suffering. They're getting better now, but Tom Gore's in the Pistons could be one, maybe even the Charlotte Hornets. So Jordan left, and now there's these two guys, Gabe Plotkin and Rick Schnall. Schnall and Plotkin, at your service. They've been bad. If Jordan was still an owner, he would be on this list. Jordan was a terrible owner. And the drafts were bad. One of my arguments that I don't know if it would go anywhere, but I just want to point it out to say how differently these guys are covered. If LeBron James, when he retires, owns a team and runs it for a decade and a half the way that Michael Jordan ran the Hornets, the level of scrutiny would reach all-time highs. But with Jordan, it's like, even when he's drafting absolute duds year after year, oh, Jordan's the Hornets owner. I remember watching him in the 90s. Well, yeah, he's good, best player ever. Oh, but the franchise is directionless. Now, remember that game six? Remember that winner? That was sweet. What? Remember when he beat the bad boy Pistons finally? Remember that? His ownership tenure is terrible. Oh, it's MJ, dude. It'd be like Mike. What? I was going to let this go on for another minute, but
I'm just looking at some of these draft picks. Adam Morrison, Michael Frank Kaminsky. Frank Kaminsky, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and these are like lottery picks.
Cody Zeller went fourth overall.
Yeah. Jordan almost bought the Bucks too. But then they kind of backed out because I think he essentially told the Bucks to draft TJ Ford. Remember him?
Yeah.
Out of Texas, that picture with those super long shorts that were like pants. 888-710 for ISN. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.